Part 1.
Complete the sentences.
You now have 45 seconds to look at the questions. Now we are ready to start. Listen carefully. You will hear the recording twice.
Now, it's that time of year again. You ate too much over Christmas. On New Year's Eve, you resolved to go on a diet, and there are plenty of suggestions in whatever newspaper or magazine you pick up. But they seem uniquely to be aimed at women. And a recent survey of more than 600 men found that the majority wanted to lose weight, but they wanted to keep quiet about it. Jeff Bird asked men shopping in Macclesfield whether they'd be happy to admit they were on a diet.
There's a survey out which says that a third of men who diet won't tell people about it. They'll keep it secret.
That's true, yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Do you tend to keep it hidden?
Definitely, yeah, definitely.
Why is that?
I don't know, maybe men are too embarrassed to talk about it, or it's not a man thing.
Have I tried dieting?
Yeah.
I have, actually, yes.
Have you?
Yes. Don't think it's anything to be ashamed of. If you're putting on a little bit of weight, I think it's nice to show that you're actually doing something about it.
Oh, so you were happy to tell people that you were dieting?
Yeah.
Apparently lots of people don't, or lots of men particularly, don't tell their friends or their partners that they are on a diet. Why do you think that is?
I think it's because a lot of people think it's a women's thing. Men would probably say, I'm going to eat healthy, or I'm going to go to the gym a bit more.
It's always said in a bit of a throwaway comment, isn't it? Going to cut down on the pies, or I'm going to have a half a lager.
Yeah, I think it could just be the word diet.
Women's talk, isn't it?
Yeah.
Have you ever been on a diet yourself?
I must confess I have, yeah.
You confess it almost like a sin. Why do you have to confess it?
It's grim to get overweight in the first place, isn't it? So to go on a diet is kind of an admission of failure not to keep control of your weight in the first instance. Probably didn't use the word diet. I probably said watching what I'm eating at the moment, keeping off the pies,
rather than
actually use the word diet.
So why are men, on the whole, less open about their weight problems than women are? Dr. Ian Campbell is a GP and chair of the National Obesity Forum. Now, Ian, men in Macclesfield, the ones we heard from, seem to be mixed on whether they could be open about it and relaxed about it, or see it as a confession, as something of a sin. What kind of attitudes do you come across in your business?
Well, I think the chap that said that he had to confess he'd been on a diet was very pertinent, because a lot of men don't like to admit to it, and I think it's because they see it as a sign of failure. Men like to appear to be in control, and to admit that your weight is out of control is really letting people know that you're not in control. So they keep it a secret, they try and do it in private and hope that they can rectify the problem, and then people might see the difference.
Now, it's interesting that Dave said that he and Si were on all kinds of pills. They were on statins, they were on blood pressure pills, as he described it, trying to sustain the lifestyle that they've been on medically. Why do people do that?
Well, it's not just men that do that. Women do that too. And we look at death rates from heart disease, and we're living longer with heart disease, but more people are getting the problem in the first place. And the reason why we're living longer with it is because we're pumping people full of tablets to lower the blood pressure, lower the cholesterol, and lower the blood sugar. So, in effect, we are, as a society, sustaining a very unhealthy lifestyle with drugs.
So how willing are the men who come to you to hear from you, no pills, lose the weight?
When faced with a health challenge like high blood pressure, a lot of men do say, is there anything I can do about it myself rather than go on tablets? And they kind of go at weight loss with a sort of new conviction, and they're really very effective at doing it for a short period of time. The problem is losing weight is very difficult, and maintaining it over the long term is even more difficult. So I think what's most important is that men get the right kind of support to achieve weight loss, meaningful weight loss, not just a quick fix. And in order to do that, they need to engage with some kind of program that is designed for men, because men like to do, just like to do it differently from women.
What was your program then, Dave? You said yours was just eating more sensibly and doing exercise. Was it a program that was designed specially for you?
Yeah, no. Well, we designed our own program, really, because what happened was I was told I needed to be on 1,200 calories a day, whereas I would normally burn about 2,500 calories a day to sustain life. So basically, however I did it, I had to cut the calories down. And Si and I are lucky. I mean, we're good cooks. We cook for a living. And so we started to rework food, cutting down the sugars, the carbohydrates and the fats. And exercise becomes easier. I mean, I'd hit 18 stone, and I had the profile of a walnut whip, and I was beginning to kind of, when I was walking, I was beginning to shuffle, which I thought I was too young to shuffle. But within that time, I mean, I haven't taken any medication for 5 months now, and I've certainly got a spring in my step.
Now, Ian, when you're dealing with a man, what do you recommend he does that's different from what you might recommend a woman would do?
Well, when I first started looking at the differences between men and women in weight loss, I recognised that men wanted to lose weight in private, at their own pace, and that they wanted to call the shots, they want to make the decisions. So I think it's very important that, first of all, you don't try and bully men into losing weight. They have to at least feel that they made the decision to do it. And then get the right level of support, whether it's from friends or from your family doctor or nurse, or from some of the many good commercial weight loss programs available for men, like Jenny Craig for men or NutriCheck for men. Make it very specific, because a man's sense of humour, his sense of what good food is, what tasty food is, and what exercise he's willing to do is very different to a woman.
Dave Myers, Dr. Ian Campbell, thank you both very much indeed. And now the serial, The Light Years, the first of the four Caslett novels by...
Now listen to the recording again.
Now, it's that time of year again. You ate too much over Christmas. On New Year's Eve, you resolved to go on a diet, and there are plenty of suggestions in whatever newspaper or magazine you pick up. But they seem uniquely to be aimed at women. And a recent survey of more than 600 men found that the majority wanted to lose weight, but they wanted to keep quiet about it. Jeff Bird asked men shopping in Macclesfield whether they'd be happy to admit they were on a diet.
There's a survey out which says that a third of men who diet won't tell people about it. They'll keep it secret.
That's true, yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Do you tend to keep it hidden?
Definitely, definitely.
Why is that?
I don't know, maybe men are too embarrassed to talk about it, or it's not a man thing.
Have I tried dieting?
Yes.
I have, actually, yes.
Have you?
Yes. Don't think it's anything to be ashamed of. If you're putting on a little bit of weight, I think it's nice to show that you're actually doing something about it.
Oh, so you were happy to tell people you were dieting?
Yeah.
Apparently lots of people don't, or lots of men particularly, don't tell their friends or their partners that they are on a diet. Why do you think that is?
I think it's because a lot of people think it's a women's thing. Men would probably say, I'm going to eat healthy, or... going to go to the gym a bit more.
It's always said in a bit of a, throwaway comment, isn't it? Going to cut down on the pies, or I'm going to have a half a lot.
Yeah, I think it could just be the word diet.
Women's talk, isn't it?
Yeah. Have you ever been on a diet yourself?
I must confess I have, yeah.
You confess it almost like a sin. Why do you have to confess it?
It's grim to get overweight in the first place, isn't it? So to go on a diet is kind of an admission of failure not to keep control of your weight in the first instance. Probably didn't use the word diet. I probably said watching what I'm eating at the moment, keeping off the pies, rather than actually use the word diet.
So why are men, on the whole, less open about their weight problems than women are? Dr. Ian Campbell is a GP and chair of the National Obesity Forum. Now, Ian, men in Macclesfield, the ones we heard from, seem to be mixed on whether they could be open about it and relaxed about it, or see it as a confession, as something of a sin. What kind of attitudes do you come across in your business?
Well, I think the chap that said that he had to confess he'd been on a diet was very pertinent, because a lot of men don't like to admit to it, and I think it's because they see it as a sign of failure. Men like to appear to be in control, and to admit that your weight is out of control is really letting people know that you're not in control. So they keep it a secret, they try and do it in private and hope that they can rectify the problem, and then people might see the difference.
Now, it's interesting that Dave said that he and Si were on all kinds of pills. They were on statins, they were on blood pressure pills, as he described it, trying to sustain the lifestyle that they've been on medically. Why do people do that?
Well, it's not just men that do that. Women do that too. And you know, we look at death rates from heart disease, and we're living longer with heart disease, but more people are getting the problem in the first place. And the reason why we're living longer with it is because we're pumping people full of tablets to lower the blood pressure, lower the cholesterol, and lower the blood sugar. So, in effect, we are, as a society, sustaining a very unhealthy lifestyle with drugs.
So how willing are the men who come to you to hear from you, no pills, lose the weight?
When faced with a health challenge like high blood pressure, a lot of men do say, is there anything I can do about it myself rather than go on tablets? And they kind of go at weight loss with a sort of new conviction, and they're really very effective at doing it for a short period of time. The problem is losing weight is very difficult, and maintaining it over the long term is even more difficult. So I think what's most important is that men get the right kind of support to achieve weight loss, meaningful weight loss, not just a quick fix. And in order to do that, they need to engage with some kind of program that is designed for men, because men like to do, just like to do it differently from women.
What was your program then, Dave? You said yours was just eating more sensibly and doing exercise. Was it a program that was designed specially for you?
Well, we designed our own program, really, because what happened was I was told I needed to be on 1,200 calories a day, whereas I would normally burn about 2,500 calories a day to sustain life. So basically, however I did it, I had to cut the calories down. And Si and I are lucky. I mean, we're good cooks. We cook for a living. And so we started to rework food, cutting down the sugars, the carbohydrates and the fats. And exercise becomes easier. I mean, I'd hit 18 stone, and I had the profile of a walnut whip, and I was beginning to kind of, you know, when I was walking, I was beginning to shuffle, which I thought I was too young to shuffle. But within that time, I mean, I haven't taken any medication for 5 months now, and I've certainly got a spring in my step.
Now, Ian, when you're dealing with a man, what do you recommend he does that's different from what you might recommend a woman would do?
Well, when I first started looking at the differences between men and women in weight loss, I recognised that men wanted to lose weight in private, at their own pace, and that they wanted to call the shots, they want to make the decisions. So I think it's very important that, first of all, you don't try and bully men into losing weight. They have to at least feel that they made the decision to do it. And then get the right level of support, whether it's from friends or from your family doctor or nurse, or from some of the many good commercial weight loss programs available for men, like Jenny Craig for men or NutriCheck for men. Make it very specific, because a man's sense of humour, his sense of what good food is, what tasty food is, and what exercise he's willing to do is very different to a woman.
Dave Myers, Dr. Ian Campbell, thank you both very much indeed. And now the serial, The Light Years, the first of the four Caslett novels by...
You now have 2 minutes to mark your answers.